On the show today, we have Kingdom Mutual Group's very own Rich Trace and MGIC's Danny Garcia-Valles talking about this incredible housing market we're in right now. And they also talk about how PMI can make homeownership more accessible for folks out there. So check it out. Hey, everybody. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Rich Trace from Kingdom Mutual Group right below us. Rich, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thanks, Mike.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And then right next to me is Mr. Danny Garcia-Valles from MGIC. Danny, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Good, good. Glad to have you guys on the show. And we're talking mortgage lending today. And this is one of the areas that really wasn't affected too badly by the pandemic. I mean, especially now, things seem to be A-OK for the most part. Is that what you guys are finding? Danny, is that what you're seeing out there?
Yeah, I think that's right. I'll say with definitively that is correct. You know, I think when states went into lockdown, you know, around March, I think as a mortgage market, you know, the mortgage industry in general felt, a little bit of fear and trepidation that perhaps mm-hmm. we'd have a repeat of, you know, some of these things that we went through in 08 and 09. And that just hasn't been the case. So as an example, if you look at just production overall, you know, the MBA forecast in December of 2019 was forecasting a $1.92 trillion market all in. The most recent forecast published in August is, you know, been almost north of three. So we'll probably end the year all in north of $3 trillion. So while we thought indeed, you know, fear and trepidation as we went through those initial months, it just hasn't materialized that way. You see refinances continuing to go up. The purchase market in general is just, you know, exploding. Mm-hmm. Another forecast that's been, you know, continues to be adjusted over and over again is the NAR, the National Association of Realtors. I think we've seen a 9% increase year over year in home sales all in. So it's been a hot market to say the least.
Yeah, no doubt. Because I had the exact same thoughts when this thing all happened. I said, oh my gosh, here we go, 2008 all over again. I just thought, you know, I felt bad for realtors. I felt bad for the whole industry. It was just like, oh my gosh, this is just going to crush us. But it couldn't have been anything more contradictory. Is that what you found too as well, Rich?
Yeah, I think, Danny hit it right on the spot. I think, you know, as we're looking at that, there's been a 92% increase in first mortgages and other real estate. As you think about consumers and members that our credit unions are serving, right? Unemployment rate remains relatively high, but housing prices are rising at their fastest pace since 2008. And, you know, supply is limited, but demand is really being boosted by low interest rates. And so, you know, it's really picking up pace. I believe, you know, existing home sales jumped almost 25% in July, hitting the highest level since 2006. So it really has been a boom in that way. Everything, I know you've had Stephen Rick on the show before, our economist at CUNA Mutual, and you know, his expectation is that the Federal Reserve will keep short-term interest and long-term interest rates at their current levels for a while, and that'll keep the refinance boom going as well. So I think as the job market heals, I think as consumer confidence improves, we expect home sales to continue their upward trajectory over the next several years, which is good for consumers, good for members, and good for credit unions.
Yeah, I think sellers are really going to be reaping the benefits here, because it sounds like there's actually bidding wars popping up all over the country, kind of like what we experienced some years back. Is that what you're seeing too, Rich? I mean, yeah, Rich?
Yeah, absolutely. Danny would probably have a better perspective. Okay. I can tell you as an individual who's been trying to purchase another home, that, yeah, if you walk out of that showing without a offer, you might as well move on to the next one. So I know as a consumer trying to purchase a house, I know the market is really, really tight. But yeah, Danny, I think you'd probably have a better perspective from an industry view.
Yeah, I can say, I can also offer you the anecdotal examples. You know, when I walk the dog through my neighborhood, you know, you see a house on the market, and my wife and I come back home and look it up to see what it looks like, you know, and then, you know, you walk by that house the next day and you see that it's under contract. Gone, right? Nice. So these houses are selling, you know, within hours. You know, from a volume perspective of MGIC, we're seeing that. I can say that our customers are experiencing that as well. High volume that continues to come in, houses aren't staying on the market very long. There is indeed a tight inventory. So for consumers that are looking to buy homes in a certain band of purchasing power, that inventory is going to continue to be tight all along the spectrum. Customers are, lenders are looking for ways to continue to differentiate themselves, to continue to bring in consumers into their shops. Realtors are looking for ways to continue to bring consumers along and fight through the bidding wars and alleviate any, poor consumer sentiment they may be feeling. But that just doesn't seem to be the case. I think consumers are excited. I think that sellers are excited. I think buyers are excited by low interest rates. Oh, yeah. Sellers are excited by the fact that there's a low inventory. And you get to see that there's this sort of, pent up demand that probably occurred from being locked down from, March well into maybe May or even early to late June. Yeah. So all of that is now creating this sort of cascading effect where you're seeing a really hot market, whether that's being manifested through homes that are on the market for just a couple of days or whether that's being, manifested through, just a lot of volume and a lot of consumers walking through lender shops. I think it's a win-win for the mortgage industry all in.
No doubt. Yeah. That's certainly a recipe for a robust market for sure. Yeah. Let's hope it keeps going too. So, why not? I mean, everybody's winning here right now. And having said that, so what are members experiencing out there? What do credit unions need to know? What's their place in this? Rich, what are you seeing out there as far as members experience?
Yeah. So I think, part of it is for financial institutions, credit unions to be able to help their members navigate as quickly as possible through the process, making it frictionless as possible, especially with the pandemic going on and what we're having to do in terms of distance and being able to close transactions from a distance. So I think that's putting a lot of pressure on a frictionless digital environment to the extent that you can, and then being able to shorten the cycle in terms of those closing dates and making sure that you can complete the journey for that consumer as quickly as possible. I think those are the biggest aspects of it. In terms of, how PMI can really help that, the private mortgage insurance, which is, where MGIC and CUNY Mutual are able to partner here. We talked about rising home prices and what's going on in terms of that. Well, that makes the down payment of 20% a little bit more challenging.
Oh, it does.
And so, credit unions can leverage private mortgage insurance to help members purchase a house by eliminating that 20% down payment. It helps members get in a house quicker and even easier, and it helps the lender then protect themselves. And I think it's, the joint mission of both MGIC, CUNY Mutual, credit unions to, home ownership is key to financial stability. And bridging those financial divides and building generational wealth occurs through owning a home.
Yeah.
And if we can get more people into home ownership, which is what this offering provides, then we can help more people achieve these goals. I think that's really where our partnership and what we're talking about and moving forward is really helping both credit unions and their members.
Yeah, indeed. And Danny, so tell us a bit more about, how PMI makes home ownership a bit more accessible for folks out there.
Yeah, it's a really good question. I think that, in the consumer space, the borrower space, there's some misconceptions about, what private mortgage insurance is and even maybe for some of the newer loan officers that are working. I came originally from the nonprofit housing space and spent most of my earlier part of career working there before coming into to MGIC. And I also, had some preconceived notions or probably misunderstandings about what it is. And, the more I continue to get educated about it, I like to think about PMI and what MGIC does around more so as the original down payment assistance program, right? That's really what PMI does to the consumer.
Yeah.
It takes a consumer who might be looking at their savings and thinking, I need 20% down to move into a house. My wife and I are newly married. Collectively, we are earning, less than $100,000 a year. In order for us to save 20% on a $200,000, $250,000 home while also maybe saving or paying off our college debts or our, you know, personal debt as we, you know, continue to, you know, move forward in our life, that $200,000 home purchase continues to get pushed out. And so what PMI does is allow that consumer to move into a house that much faster. It dramatically shortens the timeline for first-time home buyers to move into a home. It dramatically increases their purchasing power, even beyond just the first-time home buyer base. For consumers that are buying that first-time home and maybe sitting in that house for 3, 5, 6 years and now realize that, hey, we've had our babies in this house and we need to move up, but perhaps even moving up, maybe we don't have the equity that we still need, or maybe we want to move up to a four-bedroom house in a different school district. That's exactly what private mortgage insurance does. It allows you to take that equity, maybe buy that four-bedroom house, redo the bathroom, and move into that house with maybe some cash available so you can survive things like down, you know, a pandemic or potential, job loss. So in addition, when you look at private mortgage insurance versus, FHA products, that's where, I think the benefit of PMI continues to come out ahead of the FHA program, and that in both of those examples, the move up buyer, the first time home buyer, private mortgage insurance is cancelable. So after you've already moved into that house and, after a certain period of time, you can cancel that PMI. And so now you've also increased your cash flow. Wow. So there's a myriad number of benefits to the consumer when you take a look at, purchasing power, cash flow, all of those things. So all in, it really is at the end of the day, a benefit to the consumer and not necessarily, not a burden as I think broader market may see it as.
Yeah, this is actually news to me, because my wife and I mean, like you, Rich, we're looking to get a new house as well. And when you're living in Southern California, it ain't easy. So, but that's a whole nother show. but that's news to me. Oh my gosh, the whole PMI thing. Okay. I'm going to have to file that one away in the back of my brain. Let's talk about you guys' partnership here. You guys have started a partnership earlier this year, obviously. What does it mean to bring your two companies together here? Rich, I'll let you go first on this one.
Yeah, so we're super excited. Couldn't have a better partner in MGIC. And I think when, CUNA Mutual no longer started, when we stopped manufacturing private mortgage insurance, we went out looking for a partner that we could align with, that had a common culture and common need to serve credit unions. And we found that in MGIC. And they've been the founder of PMI. And they've been offering the product to credit union members for 63 years. So we saw alignment there. We saw alignment in our company sharing a passion and history for serving those credit unions, for the same commitments around financial strength. Both of us have A+ ratings, product expertise, integrity, and serving those members. So that was just the alignment associated there. More than 150 years of experience. And so I think when we looked at just evaluating partners, that's what came front and center. What I think is really exciting that for consumers and members and credit unions is that we bring the strength of the two companies together, and you've got MGIC on the mortgage insurance side. You've got CUNA Mutual that has a breadth of financial services and insurance products. And we're able to really tell and bring together a comprehensive integrated solution for credit unions. And as we envision this partnership going forward, we'll bring together a even greater ecosystem around the mortgage space. So to me, that's exciting, and exciting for our credit union partners and for them to be able to serve their members.
No doubt. Danny, I'm going to get the MGIC perspective here on the partnership.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more with everything that Rich was just saying. When we had the opportunity to partner with CUNA Mutual, we jumped at it. For MGIC, a lot of what we do and our relationships we build with our customers, the mortgage lenders themselves, it's beyond just selling private mortgage insurance to them, right? It's beyond just trying to be a part of their manufacturing process and the mortgage cycle. We have deep relationships with our customers. As Rich said, we founded the private mortgage insurance industry. So some of our customers we've been calling on and working with, for decades. Wow. And so it becomes more than just a transactional relationship. And we work with our customers, across multiple cycles and they look to us for, you know, almost consultative services, you know, how to support me in my strategic roadmap, support me as I, you know, navigate through these cycles. And you know, for us, it's what additional value can we bring to our customers that deepens that relationship, that creates that relationship beyond just a transactional event. Right. I think that's, you know, I think most sales organizations and most salespeople want to have that sort of deep psych relationship with their customer. Mm-hmm. We find that working with CUNA Mutual is going to allow us to do that. We have a deep commitment to the credit union space. We've dedicated salespeople to work directly with credit unions now for a long time. And partnering with CUNA Mutual just augments that. It just deepens our understanding of credit unions. It allows us to bring a broader suite products and services to our credit union customers, and allows our credit union customers to be much more competitive in the market, much more nimble in the market, much more adept at it, to be more pliable to navigating through scenarios that we're going through right now. Mm-hmm. You know, and Rich talked about it, you know, a little bit earlier about what should credit unions be doing differently now, you know, and that's, you know, what all lenders should be thinking about, you know, and thinking about how do I become more technology focused? How do I double down on a mortgage market? How do I do these things? When you bring in 150 years of experience between CUNA Mutual and MGIC, you get a long-term consultative partner that's going to help you through that. Yeah. So for us, it's a relationship that makes a lot of sense. You know, MGIC is headquartered in Milwaukee, CUNA Mutual is headquartered in Madison. You know, we're just an hour away from each other. You know, it's a relationship that makes sense, and we're excited to see it blossom here. You know, we're just a few months in, and we're already hearing positives from our customers, from the lending community. And I can only imagine, you know, how that's going to accelerate as we, you know, move into helping our customers now in this sort of strategic planning for 2021.
Yeah, definitely a good time to be in the real estate industry right now. And who would have thunk, you know, coming into this a few months ago? Holy smokes. All right, guys. Well, I'm going to let you get back to work because it sounds like you got a lot on your plate. So I'm not going to keep you from it. So I appreciate the time. And yeah, keep up the good work, okay?
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome.